Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. If you're listening to our podcasts and you find them a bit difficult to understand, a bit of a challenge, and it takes you a long time, then you may benefit from taking one of our courses. The idea behind our most common 500 words course is to make sure that you know the most common, the most frequently used words in English really well. This makes sure that you understand most of the words in any English sentence. And it means with practice, you can use these words when you speak. It gives you the opportunity to focus just on the new vocabulary. And in podcasts, if I use words which I think you might not know, I explain them and spell them out to help you. So it will make you much more ready and able to listen to and enjoy the podcasts. So we are always encouraging you to suggest new podcast ideas. And one of your suggestions, the technology behind mRNA vaccines. Clearly, this is what we call a hot topic. It seems that vaccines are saving the day in our current situation. And the UK is really fortunate to be quite far ahead in this process. Everyone who is 18 years or older is now being invited to book their vaccination. So just a reminder of vocabulary here, the vaccine, V-A-C-C-I-N-E, means the actual substance, the liquid that goes into your arm. And vaccination, V-A-C-C-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, that means the act of vaccinating or of giving the vaccination. Now, I'm not an expert, but I've taken time to research this. And in the UK, the vaccines on offer are, of course, the AstraZeneca or the Oxford vaccine, but we also have Pfizer and Moderna as alternatives. I've had two doses of the AstraZeneca. I know I'm really lucky, really fortunate to be double vaccinated, while for lots of people in the world, they're having to wait a long time for their vaccine. It did make me feel quite ill, though. And the second dose was just as bad as the first dose. But it was fine. I like to think I had a really good immune response to the vaccine because it felt so horrible and it only lasted a day or two each time. So the AstraZeneca vaccine is more the traditional type of vaccine. Scientists took a weak version of the common cold virus from chimpanzees. The common cold is what you catch when you have a runny nose and a sore throat, and you use lots of tissues and you sneeze a tissue and you take time off work. This chimpanzee common cold virus was then changed to include some genetic material from the coronavirus, from COVID-19, but not enough to make you ill. When the vaccine goes into your arm, your body then produces antibodies, which are also effective against the actual virus. And so far, this vaccine is proving to be effective against all the variants of the coronavirus. What's different then about the mRNA vaccine, or its full name is messenger ribonucleic acid vaccine? Pfizer and Moderna are these types of vaccines. Well, mRNA vaccines teach the cells in your body to make a protein, to make a special type of cell. So once you've been vaccinated, the mRNA enters the cells in your arm and triggers your cells to make a protein, one that's found in the COVID-19 virus. Your immune system then recognizes this protein as something different, something unusual, and it starts to produce antibodies against it, which will enable you to fight coronavirus if you are exposed. So what triggers your body to make antibodies, what triggers your immune response, is a protein that your own body has made, rather than your immune response being triggered by something that's introduced. So some people have been worried by this. Does it risk changing your own DNA? Well, the story is that mRNA is very fragile. It easily breaks down. This is why it needs to be stored at such low temperatures, minus 70, for instance. So it only lasts around 3 days in your body and then it's gone. It can't change your DNA, and it means that you haven't received any COVID-19 virus into your body. One expert likened it to a Snapchat message. Here today and gone tomorrow, a set of instructions to your body, which then disappears, leaving you with the required immune response. The advantage is that this type of vaccine is much quicker to scale up when you're producing it, and the immune response may even be stronger than with traditional vaccines. So what are the possible downsides? There has been a lot of negative posting and things written on social media. But if you try to research the facts, what are we being told by more responsible sources of information? Well, firstly, mRNA vaccines are new. Or rather, they're new to being used outside clinical trials. So there's no long-term data. Only clinical trial data on this type of vaccine, so that's limited numbers. And now it's going into the arms of millions of people, so hopefully this is okay. But there isn't a long history of using mRNA vaccine. There's also not been chance to collect data on the long-term effects or on so-called durability. That's D-U-R-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y. That means, how long does it last? How long does the protection last? The mRNA technology has been around in science, or in science labs, since 1990, but it's never made it beyond clinical trial before. Clinical trials are the tests which look at whether the vaccines or the drugs sometimes are safe, and whether they're effective and easy to reproduce and to use. So why did mRNA vaccine not make it beyond clinical trial? Presumably, it was just that other types of vaccine were better or were more suited to the viruses that were being dealt with. Another concern expressed previously, does mRNA affect people who have autoimmune conditions, like lupus, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, or even allergic reactions? And the concern is, will an excessive immune response be triggered by the vaccine in these people with autoimmune conditions? Autoimmune conditions is where the body fights itself. So is mRNA vaccine the best thing for these people? Well, I guess we will find out. The risks are being seen as small, and the vaccines are being used on a large scale, so we will have the data. And the official information is always that the benefits of vaccination far outweigh any risks or downsides. So once this pandemic is over, we will know much more. We will have much more data on the mRNA vaccine. What I was pleased about this week, though, in the UK, the decision was taken not to vaccinate anyone against COVID-19 who is under the age of 18 years. Given the very, very low risk from the illness to children and teenagers, and the fact that the vaccine cannot be seen as zero risk, I think this is a sensible and proportionate decision. It's all about risk management and risk assessment. Yes, there seems to be an increase in the number of school children being infected at the moment, but are the number of deaths rising? It seems not. Hopefully, sooner or later, we will get to general immunity in our population, meaning you've either had the virus or a vaccine. That will be a good situation. I hope you're okay wherever you are in the world, and that if you would like to have the vaccination, you've either had it or it will be available soon for you. There's a really interesting link at the end of this podcast transcript to a site which tracks coronavirus vaccinations and the progress around the world. So it's live data, constantly being updated. And you can see that the AstraZeneca vaccine is being used in 148 different countries. Pfizer is being used in 104 countries and Moderna in 54 countries. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.